One thing we found right away is that so many Cambodians wanted to share their music with us. Everywhere we turned, there was someone with a song, such as Rot Chan Thi, a stuttering housewife, who acted reluctant.
If my singing is not great, I apologize.
And then went on to sing so many songs, we had to ask her to stop.
Should I sing more or what?
We met a blind beggar from Kampot named Thuong Rai, who sang an original song about his life singing for pity money at the market.
It sounds beautiful and so sad. It's not unusual for Cambodians to dream of making a living as a singer. But there are many reasons that prevent them from being one. Like the security guard we met near Takamal named Paula.
I always wanted to be a singer, but couldn't because of the poverty of my family.
We met a tailor named Sawat in the market in Kampong Speu, who heard what we were looking for and chased us down.
Such a lovely voice.
I know, but not everyone was so brave. We met another woman in the market, a rice seller named Sok Sarom, who was eager to sing, but as soon as we put the microphone in her face, she became too shy to make a sound.
I know a lot of songs, but to tell the truth, I'm too nervous because I've never sang in front of the camera before.
In the end, I had to sing with her.
That was very cute.
It was, and there are so many others who sang for us that we sadly don't have the space for here.
Right, because as great as it was to speak to so many people in the markets and on the streets, we also wanted to hear from those who are more distant. So we sent producer Chu to a small rural community in Kampong Speu province in search of some truly hidden voices.